NewRadioSportsNetwork.com from Colburn Park in Green Bay, where we just wrapped up a cross-country meet featuring Gibraltar, and we're joined by Joy, the coach of Gibraltar. And coach, first of all, how great has it been these last 2 weeks being able to compete after not being able to do so in the traditional fall season?
Yeah, it's been really nice. This was only our second race, and last week we raced on Thursday, so it was a pretty quick turnaround. But the kids learned a lot from that race, and all raced better today, so that's awesome. And it is really nice just being on a bus with them again, and they're hanging out and laughing and being teammates, and it's really great.
And obviously, a lot of teams, I mean, we were able to see a little bit today, the numbers aren't exactly where they've been during the fall season, obviously, to each its own, things like that. But what are maybe some of the positives that you've been able to take away from coaching a smaller group?
Yeah, you're right. The numbers are down. A lot of different stuff going on, so it is what it is. But it is really nice to be able to give them each the attention that they deserve. So often when you have a big team, you only get to talk to them as a group. You don't get to have those one-on-one conversations that are really going to help them improve. So and get to know them as people much better than you do with that large group. You always try to do that, but it's really nice working with a small team for those reasons.
And tell us a little bit about some of the runners that you do have on the team. Who's been really sticking out to you so far since you started practices?
Well, we only have one boy on the team, Logan Mitterman. He's a freshman, and he's put in a lot of work, a lot of time, so he is in good shape, and just need to get his racing form on because, you know, that's a big transition coming from the middle school program, where they usually don't race any more than 2 miles, into a 5K. It's a big difference, so need to get a little more time there. And then Betsy Lacey is a sophomore. She got second place today, so that was great. She was having some breathing trouble last race, so it was nice to see her do better today. And then Molly McCormick is a senior. She's back this year after a little hiatus to do sailing in the fall, so it actually worked out for her to have cross country in the spring, so that's nice. And then there's just three other girls, Rachel Mattson, Caitlin Kroll, and Lauren McNally, and those latter two are freshmen, and Rachel's a junior, so it's all their first year in high school cross country, so really fun to watch them learn.
So yeah, you bring up a good point. You got a lot of teaching to do. What's been maybe the biggest thing that you've kind of had to teach them or kind of let them know as they get this introduction to high school cross country?
Yeah, the independence, needing to learn how to do things on your own, and that it's okay to run both. There's times to run with your teammates, and there's times to run your own pace. So learning to differentiate and distinguish what those times are, I think, is a big one that we are working on right now. So,
and then finally, I believe you race against Kewaunee next week. Is that your next race?
Yep. That's our last regular season race a week from now, Tuesday in Kewaunee. And then we'll have sectionals at a site to be determined, as far as I know, on May 1st. So looking forward to that race in Kewaunee and see if we can get some more PRs there.
Well, very good. Well, Coach, we thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on a great race today.
Thank you.
You're listening to the New Radio Sports Network.